Going. I think we just have one more. Can I convince anyone else to come up?
I'm
yeah, let's do it. I don't know your name.
My name is Ruchi.
Ruchi, come on up, Ruchi. Thank you so much.
Hi guys.
Hello.
I'm Ruchi and I'm a nerd. So this story is about my first sexual experience. Sort of. I am Indian, and this means that my parents taught me two things. Two very important things. They're fundamental Indian values that every Indian girl has been taught growing up. Most of them. There's a couple liberal Indians that teach them other things. But number one of these two things is that interacting with boys will cause horrible things to happen. God will unleash the full force of his fury on you. You'll get pregnant. Nobody will talk to you for the rest of your life. You know, that sort of thing. Number two is that as an Indian, you will one day go to medical school and become a doctor.
Also true.
That's just what's gonna happen. So, growing up, I was pretty awkward. I'm still pretty awkward, but I feel like it's embraced a little bit more now. But, you know, when I was younger, I was not good with the boys, I guess. I sort of had a creepy lurker phase, where the boys that I would like, I would follow them around and memorize their class schedules and, you know, miraculously appear in hallways where they'd be walking between classes, that sort of thing. Needless to say, I didn't do too well romantically in high school. It wasn't until later that I was somewhat functional in relationships. So, flash forward to medical school, my first semester. That happened. It was my first semester of medical school, and I was taking an anatomy class. And of course, I had to dissect a human cadaver, and we were studying the leg, and we had like whole bodies that we would cut up, and then we would also have like just legs floating around. And it was a small medical school, so we didn't have a lot of legs. Sounds so creepy. So we had like four or five, and we had worked with them for a while, so we knew very well their specific characteristics. You know, one leg you could see like the quads really well on, and another one the foot was great on, whatever. There was one leg where the muscle, it's called the gracilis, it's like on the inside of your leg, we called it the anti-rape muscle. It was like detached, it wasn't connected, it connects at the knee, so it wasn't connected at the knee, so it was just flapping around. So I go up to what I thought was that leg, and I had to identify that muscle. And the leg was flipped upside down for some reason. So I reach under it to grab the muscle, and I grab hold of it, and it felt unnaturally short. So I pulled it up and flipped the leg around, and I did not, in fact, grab a muscle. I grabbed half of a penis. And this was first semester of med school. Again, the first time I had ever touched a male penis. So, yeah, that was fun. That's my first sexual encounter.